The following podcast contains advertising. To access an ad-free version of the Lawfare podcast, become a material supporter of Lawfare at patreon.com/lawfare. That's patreon.com/lawfare. Also, check out Lawfare's other podcast offerings, Rational Security, Chatter, Lawfare No Bull, and The Aftermath.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
What will it take? We've already had plenty of attacks that have caused real pain and exposed real weaknesses and suggested real problems in the future. Yet despite all these warnings, we don't seem to have fully turned the corner yet in addressing this threat. And the reasons for that are understandable. Confronting cyber threats incurs real economic cost. But doing nothing will cost us more in the long run and may for some businesses prove devastating. The writing is on the wall. Our adversaries are getting bolder, more aggressive, and more skilled. They flex their muscle to show us what they can do, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. And without a concerted and collective effort to make the changes needed to protect ourselves in cyberspace, it's only a matter of time before we're hit, and hit hard.
I'm Rithika Singh, and this is the Lawfare Podcast, March 29th, 2014. That was John Carlin you just heard, the acting assistant attorney general for national security at the Department of Justice, and President Obama's nominee for the permanent job. Carlin gave a keynote address at American University's Washington College of Law yesterday on cybersecurity as part of a larger symposium on the role of private companies in national security. He talked about our unpreparedness for terrorist threats after the Lockerbie bombing, which led us to 9/11, and wonders whether we are making the same mistake with cybersecurity. Carlin also discussed what the Department of Justice is doing about the issue and its cooperation with the private sector in securing critical infrastructure. Steve Vladek kicked off the speech by introducing him. It's the Lawfare Podcast, episode number 68, John Carlin on Cybersecurity.
Thank you.
The Lawfare Podcast is produced in cooperation with the Brookings Institution. Our music is performed by Sophia Yan. Thanks very much to AU's Washington College of Law for giving us this audio. And as always, please spread the word and promote the Lawfare Podcast in any way you can. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.